KQED.
From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. Good morning, I'm Scott Schaefer. Officials with the State Corrections Department and the California Department of Homeland Security say there's an ongoing investigation into radical Muslim groups in California prisons. A group called the Assembly of Authentic Islam is operating in the California State Prison in Sacramento. Law enforcement officials have linked that group with a plot to attack Southern California locations that was thwarted earlier this month by authorities. Tamara Keith of KPCC reports.
California's new Homeland Security Secretary, Matthew Bettenhausen, says one of his first tasks on the job was to meet with state corrections officials.
The idea of terrorism recruitment and radicalization in prisons is nothing new and continues.
Bettenhausen, who previously worked for the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, says he believes well-known terror suspects Richard Reed and Jose Padilla were recruited in prisons. Department of Corrections Chief Roderick Hickman says Islam has deep roots in California prisons, but this is different.
The issue with this is that there's an attempt by various groups to radicalize that, and that our intent is to work collaboratively with the Joint Terrorism Task Force, with the FBI and all the other collateral law enforcement agencies to nip that radicalization of a religion in the bud.
In California prisons, all imams, Muslim religious leaders, are employees of the state. Lance Corcoran with the Prison Guards Union says he's only had good experiences with them, but he says some prisoners may be spreading a more radical message.
I tend to believe what happens, and sometimes is you get a radical group and someone sort of self-appoints themselves as an imam and begins preaching his own message of hatred while out on the tiers and in the housing units, and that's very difficult for us to control.
State officials yesterday wouldn't share details of how they plan to control these groups. For the California Report, I'm Tamara Keith in Sacramento.
Hundreds of candlelight anti-war vigils were held throughout the nation last night, inspired by Cindy Sheehan, the Vacaville woman who's protesting outside President Bush's vacation home in Texas. In Studio City, protesters were joined by actor Richard Dreyfuss, and in San Francisco, about 200 demonstrators stood in front of the federal building urging an end to the war. A new study by the Public Policy Institute of California shows the extremes to which recent home buyers are going to pay for their new purchase. Tremendous debt, risky no-interest or adjustable-rate loans, and longer commutes to work are some of the sacrifices Californians are making. Despite that, California ranks near the bottom for home ownership rates, 48th out of 50 states. The biggest financial burden is being felt in Santa Cruz, Monterey, San Francisco, San Luis Obispo, and Santa Barbara counties. A battle over words and politics is expected to play out this afternoon in a Sacramento courtroom. At issue, the words Attorney General Bill Lockyer used in writing the official ballot title and summary for a proposed initiative regarding same-sex marriage. Sponsors of the measure say their main goal is to ban gay marriage, but the Attorney General, who by law is responsible for writing the ballot description voters see, called it Elimination of Domestic Partnership Rights. That title could make it less popular with voters, which is why proponents of the measure are in court today trying to change it. Matt Staver, an attorney representing sponsors of the gay marriage measure, says Lockyer's description of it is inaccurate.
And he's put his own personal feelings into this matter, and I think it's clouded his judgment and certainly hasn't been consistent with his duty that's required to give fair and accurate representation of these initiatives.
It's not the first time Democrat Bill Lockyer has been accused of bias. In fact, earlier this year, attorneys for the governor complained bitterly at his title of a budget reform measure. Schwarzenegger calls it the Live Within Our Means Act, but Lockyer titled it School Funding, State Spending, suggesting it could reduce education funds if passed. Eventually, Lockyer changed the title and summary, making it more palatable to the governor. Lockyer denies that politics had anything to do with it. In fact, he claims to take a hands-off approach, saying he just follows the advice of the public attorneys in his office.
I respect the work that the professionals do, and I think that's the best way to keep it non-political. My only instruction has been, be accurate, be fair. That's it.
Perhaps. But Republican campaign consultant Dan Schnur says while Lockyer may not give specific direction to staff, he doesn't really have to.
The bureaucrats in there who are writing this language are very aware of the party and the ideology of the attorney general for whom they're working. And that more often than not can result in an initiative's title and summary that reflects the ideology of the AG.
But how much does any of this really matter to the outcome of a ballot measure? According to Schnur, a lot.
Well, the title and summaries on a ballot initiative are absolutely critical. far more important than any television advertising or any direct mail. That's the one piece of information that you can almost guarantee that every voter is going to see.
In fact, earlier this year at a state Democratic Party convention, Lockyer, who was running for governor at the time, bragged that he helped start Arnold Schwarzenegger's political fall. How? By issuing a ballot title and summary of the governor's pension reform measure that highlighted changes in death and disability benefits. That theme was picked up by a Los Angeles law enforcement union in TV ads like this one, featuring the widows of officers killed in the line of duty.
Now the governor wants to eliminate death and disability benefits for all future government employees, including police officers. If you're asked to sign the petition to put the governor's pension plan on the ballot, please say no. Signing this petition will be signing away the hopes of widows like me.
The ads dented the governor's image and popularity, and he soon pulled the reform measure off the ballot. Republicans accused Lockyer of scheming with public employee unions, just as opponents of gay marriage now suspect Lockyer's trying to curry favor with his Democratic base. But Beth Garrett, an expert on direct democracy at the University of Southern California, sees it differently. She says it's up to the Attorney General to give voters a complete picture of what a proposition will do, not just the parts its proponents want highlighted.
I think the gay marriage initiative is a good example where the proponents are really trying to keep hidden the entirety of their initiative because they know that there are some parts of it that people are not going to like.
And Garrett says that can be important information for voters to have. Lockyer is no longer a candidate for governor. Still, Garrett says there's no way getting around the fact that he is a politician. That's why Garrett thinks California should do what other states do to try and reduce the role politics play in preparing the ballot.
Probably the best way to deal with it is to try to put that responsibility into a nonpartisan, non-elected sort of state functionary whose job it is to make unbiased, unpartisan descriptions. But no matter who does it, it's always going to be attacked because people are always going to wish that, it was framed in a way that was more beneficial to their side.
In the end, the question of whether a ballot measure's title and summary are fair and impartial falls to judges appointed by politicians. And that's the California Report for Thursday, August 18th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Scott Schaefer. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by TIAA CREF, serving those who serve others by offering financial services for the greater good. TIAA-CREF.org. The Steward Foundation, for coverage of important issues in public education. And the California Farm Water Coalition, family farmers dedicated to using water to produce fresh fruits, vegetables, and grains for your family. Online at farmwater.org.